The Dorset branch of the countryside charity, the CPRE, is urging the government to fund an extension of the hedgerow network to boost nature and tackle climate change. A report commissioned for the organisation says 90% of farmers believe hedgerows are important and they want government support. 8 in 10 farmers support targets to increase hedgerows by 40% by the year 2050 as a climate and nature recovery goal. John Calder is a Dorset farmer who's been driving the Great Big Dorset Hedge Survey, currently assessing the state of the county's hedgerows. John says DEFRA needs to agree payment packages for farmers to have a chance of reaching the target.
40% increase in hedgerows by 2050, and if things are left as they are, this will not be achieved. It's up to the government to provide the framework which enables that. There aren't any people who would deny that it would be a good thing to have 40% more hedgerows. There are a few people who are sceptical about whether you're going to find the places to put them.
Now, there is a perception that hedgerows are being ripped out all over the countryside. John says certainly in Dorset, that's not the case.
I'm not really conscious of a lot of hedges being ripped out recently. So I'm not sure how factual that is. And one of the things I hope to pin down in doing the survey work is the extent to which our hedges are present, the extent to which they are in good condition.
Most hedgerow removal came after the Second World War, when the government incentivised farmers to create larger fields to increase food production.
Historically, people removed hedges to produce more food because after the war that's what was recognised as the best idea. That was long before people noticed that climate change was coming.
If a farmer objected to it or was uneasy about having hedgerows reinstated, are there any reasons that are often put forward that you hear?
I've never envisaged a situation where we're talking to a farmer about putting a hedge back that's been removed. So what we're talking about is trying to make sure that those hedges that have become dilapidated get restored. And that often involves gap filling. It usually involves laying or coppicing. But there are opportunities to actually put new hedges in, and they don't tend to be coming up because someone's taken a hedge away. They tend to come up because somebody's got a field boundary that currently is determined by purely a wire fence. And there's nothing wrong in practical terms in choosing to put up a wire fence as a field boundary, but aesthetically it's not brilliant, and it's missing an opportunity to provide connectivity from woodlands to woodlands and from scrub to woodlands and from one hedge to another, where, you know, that fence doesn't provide a corridor. It just stops animals passing from A to B. It's a big opportunity, and we call them hedges. They're fences that want to become hedges. And to me, the most likely outcome where hedges get planted as a result of this project would arise from us finding extensive areas of wire fencing that are permanent barriers, and they could be turned into hedges. The farmer has to sacrifice some land. If I'm successful in working with DEFRA, as I'm trying to do, to bring the new ELM scheme through in a positive frame of mind to encourage hedge planting, then the farmer will be recovering the costs for losing that land. And that means that our timing for the Great Big Dorset Hedgerow could be perfect, because ELMS is coming through, and if DEFRA fulfil what they've promised and make it attractive for farmers to plant hedges, what could be better? We could be finding a scheme available to support the idea that this fence could be supported with a hedge, and the money is there to help the farmer do it.
So what exactly is ELMS?
Environmental Land Management. The farmer in the pre-Brexit days used to get a subsidy for just owning some land, and since Brexit, it's always been the promise that the public money would be spent on public goods, not just on the ownership of land. So the scheme is there to provide funding for properly managed conservation work, properly managed climate mitigation work, those kind of things. It's quite complicated. We live in hope that they will sort this out quite soon.
It's not an alien concept to government, though, is it? Because you've had the sort of land stewardship schemes previously where people have been encouraged to grow wildflower strips at the side of their fields.
Yeah, and of course, DEFRA are very pleased themselves because of late, there's been a surge. I think they said last year was a 30% surge in countryside stewardship. That is no surprise to me, because they're promising to take away the basic payment scheme. So farmers would tend to go and look for things to supplement that. That's good. I think it will stay. Plan A was that the countryside stewardship would go in the next 2 years and be replaced with one element of ELMS called local nature recovery. I foresee that's not going to happen. I think they're going to recognise that they don't need to reinvent that wheel. Countryside stewardship can stay there. But the more important thing to recognise is that many farmers have never done any stewardships, particularly small farmers would find the admin too heavy. And the sustainable farming incentive is the thing that's supposed to be designed to suit every farmer. And that's the thing I've been focused on. And I've been working on the practitioners working group for hedgerows. And it's a struggle, but we're hoping to get DEFRA to do something constructive.
And John and volunteers from across Dorset, including members of the Shaftesbury Tree Group, have been constructive, surveying the state of hedgerows.
What we're doing in the Great Big Dorset Hedgerow Project is going out there parish by parish, exploring the condition of hedges. And I promise you, it varies substantially from one parish to the next. The condition of hedges and the opportunities that are there to improve the hedges we've got, or maybe even add some.
But this would be a national thing across England, doing it everywhere, wouldn't it?
Help! Quite honestly, it could and should be, and in some places I'm sure it is already happening.
Well, in terms of the practicalities, I mean, if the government's at DEFRA said, yeah, OK, we're going to do this, we're going to give you the money, can it be delivered? Because there's a skill required in making hedgerows and even just filling in the gaps, as we've learnt on the recent hedgerow walk in Shaftesbury. It's not like sticking up a wire fence, which is the reason why there might be wire fences in some places. So is it doable? Are there enough people who have that ability?
I think if we're realistic, we've got to be talking about a decade of effort. And during that decade, a lot of people will upskill to be able to do this. I don't see why not. So I think it's doable. I think we shouldn't be too reckless to think that we can do it overnight. We won't be able to do it overnight. Let's start with a realistic assessment of what's there today. As you say, people talk about hedges being ripped out as if there's some violent activity that's happened recently, and then when you come to look at it, it's actually not in Dorset that we're talking about that. In Dorset, we're very rich with hedges. Nonetheless, there's plenty of scope to improve it. Let's be local, let's be focused, and let's be realistic. It's going to take years and years.
Labour is in short supply at the moment, and hedge laying, hedge restoration is really labour-intensive, isn't it? There's no way you can mechanise it, is there?
I don't think we want to be talking about mechanising it. I don't have an answer for that. Realistically, we have to train a lot more people to do the hedge laying, and it goes back to people being employed to do it, not just volunteers.
It could create a whole new layer of work opportunities for people living in rural areas like Dorset, couldn't it?
Absolutely. When I was doing my training at Swood College, I spent a year learning countryside management, and there were a lot of quite young people there who were just not finding the right career, but this was an exciting thing for them to do. So I think there's plenty of scope through Kingston Moorwood to generate lots of young people quite capable of doing this alongside their other agricultural activities. It's a potential for growth that could be stimulated by an appropriate government scheme. And the sharp end of it, the early stages of it, is volunteers coming forward and just going out there and surveying the hedges to get the truth about what condition they're in now, so that parish by parish, we can have a conversation with the local people about, is there an opportunity, and what is the local community going to do about it?
You've produced your report. The CPIRE is a listen-to lobby organisation. Have you got any sense of where the government is on this one? Do you think you're going to get a yes? Are you pushing against an open door, or is it going to be a battle?
The government is lost. The government, through DEFRA, has had a few years to anticipate this dramatic change in the funding structure for agriculture. Because Brexit happened a long time ago. We struggled with things like Northern Ireland, but in the background, DEFRA have had years to work out how to fund an environmentally focused scheme, including what you need to do with hedges. And I'm afraid they've invented a monster in terms of how to do it. They promised the farming community that they developed the scheme by a method they call co-design. And the co-design is co-design with farmers so that they were sure that they were going to develop something which was doable, acceptable to farmers, practical, and would have the right results. Well, the scheme they've invented is too cumbersome, and they're really not doing a good job of listening to those farmers like myself who found the time to give them their insights and to try and steer it in the right direction. I think the penny might be about to drop. They had made promises about 3 weeks ago that the scheme's next tranche would be announced before Christmas, and Therese Coffey, only a couple of days ago, has admitted that we'll be lucky to see that next tranche before February. The next tranche includes the hedgerow part of the sustainable farming incentive that has to be redesigned before it gets released. And I'm in the middle of trying to do that. I'm in the practitioners working group that's working on that. And if DEFRA listen to us, we can help them sort that out.
All we can say really, John, is good luck.
I need a bit of luck. Persistence I've had plenty of, but luck would be useful right now.
From Castle Hill to Duncliffe Hill.